This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, August 10th of 2025, 5:30 p.m. This is webisode 819.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here,
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie here.
And Shaman over here.
So when did we start going with the actual time?
What's that?
5:30 in the p.m.
Oh my God! Did I say that?
Yeah, you said 5:30, not 5:20.
Oh my God! I wasn't even. That ran right by me.
Wow! I was like, has this been something we did before?
No.
Oh, okay.
One show out of 819 shows.
Yeah.
I give the actual time.
Yeah. Oh, and the 20 was always because you're. It can then be 4:20
exactly.
Somewhere.
It's 4:20 somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I did that. I did not even realize.
Yep.
So. Floated right past me. Okay. That's weird. Weird. So what's going on?
Another day, another hot, muggy, rainy one. Trying to stay motivated. Jeez.
We haven't had much rain here in the past few days. We had some last week.
Rain. It feels like it has just rained.
Non-stop.
At least every day we've had some kind of rain in here for like the past month.
Damn. Y'all get like hour-long showers, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, today's been an all-day thing.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, okay. For the most part, it's been like these, you know, it will stay hot, and then we get these big boom down-long shower in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It rains like an hour, but recently it's been more like it's been cloudy and rains for a few hours.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm used to. You know, here when it rains, it rains.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to rain for the rest of the day and night, whatever.
Yeah.
We very rarely get those hour or actually more like half hour showers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while we'll have one. Every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Barb, so. I was going to say, I was telling you off mic, Barb was telling me yesterday when she left Canton, Ohio, yesterday morning, 91% humidity.
Yeah.
And you said, what did you say?
93% humidity. Here
right now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I can't even imagine. I'd choke to death on the air itself. Good God. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty thick out.
Damn.
So.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's really all that's going on. Nothing else.
How was golf yesterday?
It was golf. I played it.
It was golf.
I hit the ball. Sometimes it went where I wanted it to. Other times it didn't.
How many balls did you lose?
I only lost like 4 balls yesterday.
That's not bad.
No. For me, no.
No.
And it was the course I would notoriously lost more balls.
Oh, is it?
Actually,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be able to find it almost all of it, so. The exception of a couple of water balls.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
We had we have. Can't remember. Is it Metathor? No, I can't remember. There's a course across town on the east side of town. What is it? I can't remember. It's actually a decently well-known course in the area. Marriott? No. I can't remember what the name it is. But,
yeah.
I never got a chance to play out there. But yeah. I followed along for a tournament that I was, quote-unquote, reporting on for the station. This would have been 35 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But walking along, it was particularly hot that summer. And I remember looking over, and there was this giant dried-up pond.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but solid golf balls. Yeah. I mean, it was just like this giant area. It just the entire bottom of the where the body of water normally would be was just a it was just a solid floor of balls. And I always I was just gonna say I always wondered if they ever take those and resell them on the driving range or whatever, or do they get waterlogged and they're worthless? You know,
I guess we haven't talked about this in the show.
What?
Because he was actually at the golf course we were at yesterday. Around here, they have divers.
Oh, do they?
That will go in and get balls.
Okay.
And then, I mean, I don't know if they contract out to the golf course or how they work it out.
Yeah.
But then they resell them.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I mean, you can go buy. I mean, when you go to the store, you see these repurposed balls.
Right.
Chances are they probably came out of the pond somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
And there's actually a store down here called Acres, and they sell used golf balls.
I'll be damned.
I mean, it's just, and you can get like the, I guess they call their, I don't want to say budget, but they're your basic, you know, Callaways, the Super Softs. They're not the tour balls.
Right, right.
But you can get the basic level golf balls. You can get like a dozen for $9.99.
Damn, that's not too bad.
And you can get a dozen and... No, is it? It's dirt cheap, but you can get like, you know, 2.5 dozen though for $24.
Damn, okay.
And then when you go up a bit, it goes up in price as well, but you could get, you know, a dozen of the tour rank balls for like $24.
No, okay.
Yeah. So
those are decent
prices. What you buy, you know, the discount ones for at the stores, you could buy, you know, a dozen tour grade balls.
Yeah, okay.
The same price. So as opposed to spending, you know, $50 for 12 you know, Titleist Pro V1s.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so again, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. While I'm going down there, I usually stop, but right now I'm still going through a garbage bag that my cousin gave me back last Christmas.
Balls?
Because she walks in some areas there near golf courses.
Oh, funny.
And she always just picked up golf balls.
You just threw in her pocket?
And it was like a garbage bag full of golf balls.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So she gave them to me last Christmas, and I'm like, you know, I've been slowly going through them. I'm down to buy probably the last. I probably still have about 100 in there.
Damn.
but they're getting to be the cheap balls now. They're the Pinnacles and...
Yeah, the crab.
And the noodles and...
Noodles? What's a noodle?
Yeah. It's a cheap golf ball. It's discount okay. golf ball.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noodles.
Yeah.
It's a
stage, I think, below Vice.
Yeah.
Vice golf balls aren't too bad. So.
Okay.
But, again, I'd have to play better to know if it's the ball or not.
There you go.
I can play just as good with a cheap fast noodle as I can with Pro V1. I am not the level of control and power where I go, I need the same shit, you know.
Yeah, I need the forgiveness ball, like in.
I need the one that you know, I'm not gonna fuck if I hit it in the water.
Right, there you go.
And, oh well, I got another one.
I don't want to lose money any more than I have to playing golf. I don't want to buy balls all the time.
I mean, you figure if you're getting a dozen balls and they're $50 for a dozen.
God. Hey,
what's that per ball?
That's crazy, man.
You know, just what, $4.50, whatever it is. Yeah, it's over $4 for a ball.
Fuck.
You just chunked four. Why don't you just go ahead and grab $4 and throw it in the pond?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Jesus. $50 for a dozen.
Yeah.
That's insane. That is absolutely.
But those are like the super expensive ones, you know. For the most part, they're about a dozen. It's $2 a ball.
Okay, that's yeah. not horrible, but still $2 a ball. Yeah,
going chucking $2 into the woods every yeah. time you lose one.
You know, it's a ball of rubber bands encircled by a body of plastic.
Yeah,
or rubberized plastic, I guess you'd say. Damn. Shit's yep. expensive, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
As you well
yes, it
know.
Is. Yeah. Yes, it is. So,
damn.
But yeah, so there, that was golf for the weekend.
Okay.
Now we'll be back out until next weekend. I am going to try hitting the range more. It seems like since I quit doing that during the week, my game's gone backwards. So
oh.
I'm going to try to get to the range. And
I used to love going to the range. There's one just down the road from us. Unfortunately, physically, I can't do it now, but. Matter of fact, the last time I touched the golf club was with you at Top Golf.
Oh, yeah.
Back in, I guess it was 2018 or
yeah.
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. You actually swung a golf ball, a golf
it,
club.
It was. It was very surprising even back then.
That was like, because at that point, even though, I mean, you've gone downhill since then.
Right.
A bit with the COPD. But at that point, you know, the reason you came down was concerned that you might not be around. A couple more years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get down now.
And of course, that was when I was still smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, okay. So I got a story for you.
Oh.
Wah, 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 wah. I'm a dumbass. I have always, I worked in IT for decades. I have always prided myself on the fact that I am safe. I know what to look for. I know what the signs are. I can tell
no.
a scam a mile away. You know, I can see a fake email, a phishing scheme, all that shit. I may have fucked up.
Oh, no.
I'm online the other night. I think it was on Facebook, matter of fact. Them and their goddamn aimed commercials.
Targeted ads. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Targeted ads. I'm fucking looking across there and leafing through. And boom, there it is in the middle of the page. A beautiful picture of a Batman whiskey bottle as the bat signal filled with Jack Daniels. Unfortunately, no bourbon was available. It was Jack Daniels or Nameless. And I'm like, no, that is the most awesome thing in the world. How awesome would it be to come off the wagon and drink that? Yeah. That would be the coolest of cool. And so I ordered it. And didn't.
Oh, no. I'm sure it was an unbelievable price, too, wasn't it?
Actually, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. It was $38. $38.
Okay.
So... I ordered it and didn't even think about it. I was just like, ooh, I got Batman whiskey bottle coming on the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on the shelf. It's going to look beautiful.
Yeah.
And not really thinking about it. I was kind of like, hey, Barb, guess what I just found an order. Da, 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 da. She was like, she was like, what did the payment page look like? And I'm like, it was really plain. And it looked like this. It looked like this. Stuff that should have been an immediate warning sign to me.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
didn't see until after I'd gone through the payment.
Yeah.
So, we're waiting to see what happens.
You know? Did you research the company selling it?
Yes.
After you bought it.
They had a low Better Business Bureau score.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a lot of reviews, only a handful.
Yeah.
Only a handful. So.
Did you research the domain and see how long it had been in existence?
Of course not.
I know. And afterwards, because I got tagged once and immediately canceled it.
Yeah,
because it was like, wait a second, this looks too good to be true. And it had a legitimate looking thing, so I went and looked them up. And sure enough, the website had only been in existence for like a few weeks.
Oh Jesus! See this,
and I started seeing these Better Business Bureau thing. So actually, he emailed and said, hey, cancel this. This was done by mistake and everything else, thinking, oh, great. They're never going to cancel this. They're going to have all my shit.
Yeah.
And boom, sure enough, though, I got a response back about a day and a half later. Sorry about that. We have removed you from this and you are good.
Damn. Okay.
But I also had put in the email, like, I have contacted my bank and let them know that this is
a chargeback,
going to be a disputed charge.
Yeah.
And, so I got my money back. It was all fine. And nobody's touched me since then. So,
well, hopefully.
Because some of this stuff just looks like it really is. It's like, oh, you can get this for only, it's like, $40. Yeah. You can get it for 20. Like, oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
And you go ahead and you go through it, and then you realize, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
What did I just do?
See, I get a lot of Lego ads like that, you know.
Yeah.
The Lego's Yellow Submarine, which is like a $400 kit, you know. You can get it for $120, you know. Shop now. And you go over there and look at it, and it's like, it's either a knockoff brand, like they usually are, or that's out of stock. Let us show you, let us show you this, you know. They're just, they know Legos people are easier to sucker than others.
Sometimes you think, okay, well, they have to do something with like overstock, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is this maybe a place that sells overstock? Maybe it's a legitimate place that sells overstock. They're getting all this stuff dirt cheap just to get moved out of the warehouse. And the more I looked, the more I'm like, no, this is shady. So. It could be it, but I'm not going to stick around and find out.
Right. There you go. Well, we'll see how mine turns out. I did get a notice like 3 days after saying it'd been shipped. Giving me some kind of a shipping number, but let me try it again. But it came up with nothing when I
Well, until you actually get, I mean, they could have shipped it, they could have packaged everything up, but until it gets to a shipping facility.
Yeah.
I don't think it shows up anywhere.
It was China, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that till after.
That could be sitting in a port for a while.
Yeah, it could be. There it is. Batman's Legacy Whiskey Bottle Order Confirmation. Let's see.
Well, you know, it had to be from China anyway, because there was no way some U.S. company could get by with the copyright.
No, exactly. Exactly. Absolutely agree. There's no way. Let's see. Shipped Paper Moon. Expected today. God, I ordered that 2 months ago.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, that's something else. That's not what you're talking about.
No. This was, okay. I just got a notice just now in my... in my email telling me that there's a movie I ordered like 2 months ago from a Criterion Blu-ray from Amazon.
Yeah. And that's what I thought when you said Paper Moon, I was like,
they back ordered it and it's taken them 2 months to get it to me. But if you haven't seen it, it's an awesome movie. Paper Moon, Ryan O'Neal and Tatum O'Neal, 1974. Madeline Kahn. God, it's got a bunch of people in it. Really good comedic dramedy, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Comedic dramedy kind of thing. Good movie, though. Good movie. Where was I? Batman. That's where it stands. We'll see if I actually get the bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
And lest anyone think, I just made a joke a minute ago about, you know, what better to jump off the wagon with than a bottle of Batman whiskey. I have no intentions at this point of jumping off the wagon. I'm just...
Until the word comes that either the missiles are on their way.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So fast I'd be drinking.
Yeah. Or it's like, well, you about 3 weeks. What's your left?
If anything happened to the wife or daughter or the grandchild, I would probably start drinking at that point. I would probably immediately reach for the bottle, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot else that I can think of that would cause me to go ahead and have a drink. Oh, if I knew I was towards the end.
If 3 weeks left.
There you go. Yeah. If my, breathing had gotten to gets to a certain point. At that point, it'll be, nope, I'm going to have a big old fucking bottle of whiskey. And at that point, I'll be drinking like really expensive shit just to say I drank the expensive shit on the way out the door.
I want the
good shit. I want the $1,000 bottle of Thomas Jefferson bourbon. I want the good shit.
Yeah.
I want the good shit when I jump off that wagon. But I really hope it's real, because it is a really cool looking bottle. The bat signal, you know, it's got the one I picked out was it's got the Jack Daniels shrink wrap on the cork for it. It just it looks really nice. It looks really nice. Now, what I'm betting, if this is indeed legit, because I think it is. I think they
did. You Google search for other bottles like it?
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact,
yeah, to see if it even actually exists.
Oh my!
She bought some AI image.
That is entirely possible. Let's see. There's Batman decanter. There's a Batman custom engraved decanter. Now let's see. There's a Batman. Wow, a Batman's head, skull. That's cool as shit. Up there it is. Let's see. Batman custom whiskey bottle. Creator 99 cloth.com. Let's see what they're charging for them. They're charging $44.
So the price was about?
About the same.
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's legit.
Only time will tell. We'll see.
Yeah.
What I was about to say, though, is what I'm betting is, if it is legit and it does come, I'm betting it's going to be like a bat symbol the size of a hand.
Oh yeah.
I'm afraid it's going to come and it's going to be this little tiny thing with like the equivalent of two shot glasses of whiskey in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that you couldn't look at and go, well, they lied. No, they told the truth. It was in the photo. It is what it is. There was nothing in the photo for context. So I couldn't tell, you know, what the size was. But if I do get it, it's really cool. So I hope I didn't get suckered. I have a perfect record. I've never been touched by a virus in email, and I've never gotten taken by a scam on the web. Matter of fact, I am one of the few people that I know of, in my experience, that can say I have bought and sold comics on Reddit with no problems. I have bought and sold Blu-rays on Reddit with no problems. I have bought, since 1998, I've been buying on eBay, and so far I have never been fucked.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as I say that, somebody's going to fuck me. But I have never been fucked by somebody selling me something.
Yeah.
You know, in much worse condition than I expected, or, you know, a miniature version of something. None of that shit has happened to me. I've had the greatest luck in the world. It's kind of a running joke between me and Barb. I have incredibly good luck and always have. Yeah. To get away with 90% of what I've gotten away with in life, I would have to be incredibly lucky. Incredibly lucky. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Movie-wise, when was the last time we did the show? We didn't do one last week.
A couple weeks, yeah. We didn't do one last week.
So we got FF and Superman out of the way, right?
Yes, FF is on. This was week 3, and it was week 5 for Superman.
We did one. I'm looking back through the calendar here to see. It is the 8th today. We didn't do one last week.
No. The last one was on the 27th of July.
Oh, that's right, because Brent had left that morning. That's right, he already left.
There you go.
So we did get to talk FF and Superman and everything else.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we went over Superman, and did we go? No, we haven't. No, we didn't go over.
Yeah, we did.
Naked Gun.
Oh, well, yeah, because it hadn't came out yet.
Right, it wasn't out yet.
I was tempted to go see it, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And you said, thank goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say, count your blessings. Now, I say that. Anybody who's curious, my review on it was, it's all right. I broke and laughed at least a good 5 or 6 times with stuff that I thought was funny. But on the whole, overall, I don't think it succeeded. I don't think...
It didn't live up to your expectations.
No, exactly.
Or the bar you set.
There you go.
For that franchise and that.
Yeah. I had a lot of hope hanging on Liam Neeson. I thought if there's anybody who might be able to pull this off, because he's so deadpan sometimes, that he could do it. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I was wrong. I don't think he did. I think he was too... I think he played into it too much. He made it too obvious at times.
I don't think that's necessarily him.
And it could be.
I don't think it was necessarily him. I think that was your directors and producers.
Could be. Could be the writer. Could be the director. You know, it could have been a lot of things. But I just overall was not enthralled with it. I guess I don't regret watching it. But I don't feel like I spent my time in a worthwhile manner. It just kind of laid there for me. Like I say, got some laughs, but on the whole, it was kind of like, do we need to make this? It's kind of the way I'm feeling. I haven't seen it yet, but it's kind of the way I'm feeling about Freaky or Friday, the Freaky Friday sequel. I remember the first movie. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It's when Shelby was growing up. But did we really need a Freaky Friday sequel 30 years later? Is this really something that, you know?
Lindsay Lohan did.
I guess she needs a job. Yeah, you're right. You're right. She's
kind of like on a bit of a comeback right now.
Well, so same with Jamie Lee's on it. It's not.
She never really went anywhere.
No, she's always been around, but lately she's getting parts left and right.
Yeah.
She's popping up in everything.
After the Academy Award win.
Right, right.
And the fact that she's willing to do a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't take herself too seriously.
No, she's very versatile. She can play a lot of different types of characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, big fan. But.
So, she's showing up everywhere. Lindsay's, doing ads for T-Mobile.
Yes.
Or, sorry, Verizon.
Oh, okay, Verizon.
And,
sorry.
But it's like, okay. It's like she's reclaiming
that position.
Because she was just such a nutcase and just a whatever for so long.
Off the beam, yeah.
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 So, she's coming back like one of those actresses or whatever that basically life caught up and then boom, okay, yeah. Like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Hey, always was a good actor, but man, for a while there, he was poisoned.
Right. He kept blowing his shit up.
Yeah.
Kept blowing himself up, and people kept giving him chances until finally they quit giving him chances.
Yeah, then he got sober and did everything else, and now,
Yeah.
I think Mel Gibson was the first one to give him a chance.
Yeah.
After he got sober.
Air America, right.
Yeah. And then he kind of moved on from there.
Yeah.
So... And Iron Man hits, and
that was the big one that they. Yeah, that was the one I remember.
That was when they broke him back out.
Yeah, well, that's the one I remember reading about them talking about the fact that the insurance company didn't want to insure him, and they had to pay, a lot of money to keep him insured for the movie, and that that they made it clear to him, this is how far out on a limb we're going for you.
Yeah,
don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
And, of course, the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly.
As it turned out to be.
But now he's winning Academy Awards.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know.
Oppenheimer. All that shit.
And he's coming back to hopefully save Marvel.
We pray, we pray, we pray. Only time will tell.
That or he'll be the guy who killed it.
Who killed it, yeah. I'll be the guy who not only kicked it off and made it a success, but I killed it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it would.
Don't think that's going to happen.
Nah.
I do like the places they're just. I think the we've talked about this before. How Marvel's basically. Oh, it's raining again! Yay. Was that Supertramp that did that song?
Yes, it's raining again.
It's raining again? Yeah.
Yeah, that was Supertramp.
I may have to play that tomorrow on the 420 book.
Roger Hodgson.
It's raining again.
Yeah. Haven't heard that in decades.
Oh, no, right?
Yeah.
It just popped in my head. I'm like, you know, is there? What? Oh, there it is, Supertramp. Okay.
If you hadn't mentioned that, I probably would have gone another 20 years and never thought about it.
Yeah.
That's the way
my brain works, man. I've had songs. What was the song? I can't remember the song I had stuck in my head for like a half a day. Today. It's like, it was stuck in my head. I can't remember what it was.
I hate that.
And it's something I hadn't heard in a long time.
Right.
And I don't know what triggered it or anything else.
But there it was.
It was stuck in my head for a while. Yeah.
Yep.
So. But. I'm trying to think here. We've had Wednesday come back.
Wednesday's back on.
I've only watched the first episode so far.
Yeah, same here. Only the first one. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. I love the fact that they're branching out, or I guess you'd say they're pushing the walls of the series outward, and now we're getting more Gomez and Morticia, and I like the whole Pugsley thing going on. I like that.
At least in the first episode we did.
Right, at least in the first app, yeah. And from what I've read in interviews and shit with the creators, supposedly they have, you know, that will last through the season. They've widened the focus of everything. And I'm like, good. As much as I love.
They gave us more money for the second season.
Yeah, there you go. There you
go. We can afford to have Catherine Zeta-Jones on.
Yep.
For more than a couple of episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like you said. I'm very much enjoying that. The first step was awesome. I'm trying to space them out so I don't blow them all, because basically we have 4 weeks until the second half of the season releases.
Yeah, yeah.
So one a week if you totally space it out.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to make it last. Just, you know, I'd be happy with making it last a couple of weeks. Because I can go 2 weeks with Peacemaker and Alien Earth and
But Peacemaker's going to be a release every week. They're not releasing everything at once, are they?
No, that's every week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's every week. Same with Alien Earth. At least.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Well, Alien Earth is airing on FX.
Actually, no, Alien Earth is Hulu.
Yeah, but it's airing on FX.
Are you sure?
Next day, yes.
Is it? Okay.
Uh-huh. Because they were running promos for it. Oh, geez, they've been running promos since, what was that? Oh, they've been running promos since in the last season of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, I guess they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's true. I guess they were.
So.
Okay.
Which is fine, because FX anymore, they don't even give a shit.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney owns it anyway.
I'm just waiting for nudity to show up now. Language is already gone. Yeah.
Give it time.
I mean, like, full-blown, full frontal.
And in that vein, I just found out... speaking about streaming services, was just reading yesterday, Hulu's app is shutting down. Will be gone by next year. The Disney Plus app.
Disney Plus,
yeah. Yeah, will take care of everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, you'll still be able to get single services.
Yeah.
But word is that the combined will be.
But you'll be going through and you'll log in. It'll track what your subscription is, and it'll only give you what you're subscribed for.
Right, exactly. And, you know, word is that the dual subscription to buying both services will be cheap enough that most people will probably just go ahead and spring for one fee, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I eliminated ESPN Plus.
Same.
But I've got the Disney Plus, Hulu.
Yeah.
And went ahead and lumped in HBO.
Ah, okay.
Because there is that option now.
Right.
And HBO Max, you can also get in there, which I'm like, okay, that's two different companies. I don't know how that works, but...
but, yeah, as long as it works.
It's somehow working. But the thing is, they're not... You can't watch it through Disney Plus, though.
Oh, the...
HBO Plus.
The HBO Plus.
HBO Max.
Yeah, no.
You can get a bundle of the three.
Right. But you've got to use their app.
You got to go through... HBO.
Yeah.
Which I guess is probably a way for HBO to try to get more subscribers, I guess.
Well, it's what, yeah.
Because it really wasn't bad, because you got ad-free Hulu, ad-free Disney Plus, and HBO Max, and it was like $30 a month.
That's not bad at all.
That's what I thought. Like, that's not bad. That's why, because I was, you know, HBO was 15 or 16 by itself.
Right.
And Disney and Hulu, even Disney, the ad supported, was like 20.
Yeah, Disney was another 14. And then Hulu was another, I think, $16.99 for ad free. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's, yeah, you know, a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, you're saving, yeah.
Yes, I'm actually saving in the long run.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I wasn't really too concerned. I didn't mind watching ads on Hulu stuff. So I didn't watch it a lot of Hulu stuff, but I watched some. But now I found myself watching more Hulu stuff now that it's ad-free.
I would be willing to accept the ads in exchange for a really discounted price. But I think it's Barb. I think I've tried to move it before, and Barb's the one who doesn't want the ads. She wants it to be ad-free, and I'm like, yeah, whatever you want. I don't, you
know. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you watch more Hulu than I do. She watches a bunch of shit on there. Though that is where I'm watching Superstore currently, which just keeps getting fucking better. God, that show
I dropped off. I don't know why I dropped off.
Oh, pick back up.
I liked it.
Oh, pick back up. Find out where.
I watched at least the first, I think I watched the first two seasons. I watched at least a season and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, if I remember right, there's six total.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready. I'm at the end of five, getting ready to come up on six, and six is the year of COVID. So their episodes are dealing with, they actually did episodes dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's got me real curious, you know, being 5 years removed from that whole situation.
Oh yeah.
I'm curious it'll be interesting to see, you know, looking back. Well,
if you look back and like, oh my God, I can't believe we actually thought that was true.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shit like that, you know, I don't know. It was a panic, and who knows? We'll never really know if it was handled right or not. We'll never know.
Neither, again, it's, we hate to be in the world now. I think that's why the X-Files reboots never really work now.
Yeah.
Because the real world conspiracies are way better than,
way better,
than the X-Files.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Maybe. You know, the virus came from aliens. No, it was a lab in China, dude.
There you go. It was a lab in China. It was a wet market with dead monkeys.
Wet market. And we financed it because we were looking at bioweapons and, what?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe that's true. Fuck, I don't know. Fuck, who
aliens
knows?
Is just the scratching the surface on government cover-up, man. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Pedophiles, they cover that shit up. What? I mean, you'd have to go fucked up now.
Oh yeah, you'd have to get
real conspiracy theory X-Files shit.
Yeah, you'd have to get some crazy storylines to beat the current QAnon conspiracy list,
or just anybody. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, there's conspiracies from every single group.
Totally agree.
That just doesn't trust anything anybody says.
No.
You're a sheep.
Yeah. Everybody pretty much across the board.
I mean, I haven't seen that many people thinking that, trying to expose some kind of Matrix conspiracy, but I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure if we looked hard enough, we'd see somebody writing a blog about how we don't live in a real universe.
I'm sure.
And we're really all plugged in somewhere.
There you go. Probably. Again, wouldn't surprise me.
And COVID was just a bug in the system, and they had to use somebody to clean up the programming.
There you go. They had excessive numbers. They had to cull.
Yeah. No.
Cull the numbers.
No. There was a problem in the programming, and it would have all become obvious, but we had to distract everybody. So we created COVID. To distract you all from the fact that you're living in a machine.
That's believable, too. That's believable.
I know, right?
Again, nothing would surprise me. Absolutely nothing. Not a thing in the world would surprise me.
Yeah,
about that situation.
We had to distract people, so they would start noticing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see here.
We talked about that. Nothing new. Meanwhile, South Park came back.
South Park is just hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and get mad if you want to, but they've always done that. This is nothing new.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. No. This is nothing beyond, you know, what they've done in the past.
Right.
So anybody getting their ass, oh, you know, they take it and they run with it.
Don't get bent.
Yeah.
It's just South Park. It's just that they're so loud and in the news because of the whole contract thing. It's all such a barrage.
Yeah.
That everybody's focused, you know, very seriously focused on them. And eventually in the next few weeks, unless they really...
Yeah,
everybody will kind of get bored and move on to the next thing.
But it's like they forgot about a show that I know you really liked.
Oh, yeah.
No, a show that you really liked from the creators of South Park.
Yeah.
That's My Bush.
Oh, I love That's My Bush. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. That's back when you could still poke fun at presidents without them calling the Gestapo down on you for making fun of them.
Yeah, or the thought police, you know, the social media thought police came after you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You know, and if you never watched That's My Bush.
Oh, look for it.
Oh, the concept on it. It was like the White House in an actual 80s sitcom.
Yeah.
With the funny maid and everything else.
Yep. The useless
and the
son.
Wacky neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, the wacky neighbor. I'm trying to remember who played.
Was it Jeffrey Tambor? It wasn't Jeffrey Tambor. It was
Tambor was one of the people involved, I think.
Yeah, but no, it was what's his name? Shit. He's been in so much too, and a great character actor. A lot of comedies.
Joe Isuzu?
No. Maybe I can't remember this guy's name.
Hold on, I gotta look it up.
I'm trying to think.
David Leisure?
Yeah, I'm not gonna know the name. I know other shows he was in.
Hold on, let's.
He was in Wayne's World. The original Wayne's World. He was one of the bad guys working for the network of Rob Lowe or whatever. And you know, he was. Shit, I cannot think of his name now. He's been
the guy that
so
played Carl
stuff.
Rove, Kurt Fuller, bald, distinctive voice.
Hang on.
He's sounds been like you're describing so much Kurt stuff. Fuller.
Hang on. I'm pulling up IMDb right now. I'm going to go to Wayne's World. I'm not going to go to That's My Bush and do the easy route. All right, Wayne's World. Podcast, all cast.
I know it's Kurt Fuller. I know it is. It's got to be.
Yes, it is Kurt Fuller.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was in That's My Bush.
For anybody who's curious, go look up Kurt Fuller with a K on IMDb. As soon as you see this guy's face, you're going to be like, oh, that guy. I love him.
He's been in everything.
He's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kurt Fuller. Plays Carl Rove.
I'm not going to see. He was Carl Rove?
Yeah, he was Carl Rove.
Okay.
Who coincidentally, I have Carl Rove's autograph. Even though during that period in history, I despised Rove and Bush and all that, you know, everybody involved. But yeah, there was a some right-wing rag I was reading at the time that was laying around the station. Had an offer in there for... get your new bestseller autographed by Carl Rove on a book plate. And I was like, sure. And it was because it was free. And I went, I order it.
Yeah.
It's sitting right up here on my shelf with my comics. It's sitting right there in a little envelope. Little Carl Rove signature. But that's totally neither here nor there. But yeah.
Or am I wrong on this?
Wow.
That's My Bush is not showing up. It is IMDb.
Wait a minute. If you're done,
I'm going to have to go ahead and go to That's My Bush.
Go to 2001. Look in the 2001 area.
I did. I didn't see it.
Wait a minute. Kurt Fuller.
That's My Bush. No, it was. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Timothy Bottoms is George W. Bush. Carrie Quinn Dolan was Laura. Kurt Fuller was Carl Rove. Okay. Marsha Wallace was Maggie Hawley. Wasn't she the maid?
I think so. I think so. Let's see here. What else has he done?
God, Bob Legionnaire was Charlton Heston.
Oh my God, Alexa! Shut up.
But it only lasted. It was only eight episodes. Eight episodes is all it was.
Right, eight eps.
But you know, the fact that they got. I mean, people at the time thought, you know, wow, that's edgy.
Oh wait a minute! I'm thinking, I am confusing two series. I am confusing. That's my Bush. Not the whole series, but I'm confusing some facts. From That's My Bush to what was the other show? It was called, I think it was called 1600 Pennsylvania or 1600 Penn. And it was about the first family, and the son was a worthless waste of shit, played by Josh Gad, who was in like his early 20s and lived with his parents.
Yeah.
Totally separate.
That was about some fake. This was all based on real ass people.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
The one thing they did not go after the daughters.
No, they didn't. You're right. They didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Which show did? Oh no, it was Robot Chicken that went after the daughters.
Oh, now that does not surprise me.
When they were partying days.
Right. Jenna and I can't remember the other one's name.
Well. Jenna's the only one that does anything now.
Yeah, it's the only one you see.
She's actually respected now.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Isn't she on some morning news program? Today's show. Okay.
She took over after Kathy Lee left with Hoda.
Funny. I did not realize that.
And now she still continues on with it.
I did not realize. That's quite funny. Huh. I'll be damned. Well, let's see here. Where else are we going? Let's box office. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, box office for this week. Who came in number one? I'm sure.
Weapons, the one that's really got me curious.
Yeah, that's. I don't know that. I've seen the previews and ads for it, but I don't really know what it's about.
That's because nobody does. that's a great thing about this. Is it A24? Wait a minute. Where is it? No, it's Warner Brothers. It's from the same guy who did Barbarian and the same producers who did Barbarian, which anybody who saw that was a mind fuck. That was a really good movie, and it was a total mind fuck. Word is, Weapons is a mind fuck also. It's got Josh Brolin. The basic premise is one night, most of the children in town disappear. Okay. All you know is, and all you see is, them get up from their beds and everything and run outside and start running through the town. And that's, you know, where do the kids go? That's the gist of the movie. Where'd the kids go? Where are they? What happened? Why did they leave?
Okay.
But it's again, if it's anything akin to Barbarian with Justin Long, then it will be really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Because Barbarian was one of those, I remember when it came out and everybody was like, oh, you got to see this movie and it's the next big thing. And I remember distinctly being, whatever. Yeah. if I'd, you know, fallen.
Well, you Shyamalan Ding Dong again, is eating the new Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Exactly. I'm not falling for another, this is the future of horror.
Yeah.
And again, lo and behold, it turned out to be incredibly good.
Yeah.
Incredibly twisted for anybody who's seen it. Which, a funny side note on that one is, it's never on Barbarian. It's never been released on physical media.
Yeah.
Disney has no plans on it. Disney has no plans to release it.
I wonder why that is.
We are, it's because basically they don't think it'll make enough money. We have entered into a whole new era of physical media. It's still there. More and more people are becoming knowledgeable about physical media and the reasons to have it. But the problem is the purchasing has gone down in the last few years, and now the studios are looking at everything they release and saying, can we make money off this? Can we make enough money off this?
Yeah.
To make it worthwhile to put out. And apparently they just didn't figure there was enough of a call for Barbarian.
You gotta wonder what, okay, how many issues or something or copies of something has to sell for your price points?
Or to be profitable, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
For your manufacturing, everything else, natural process of printing, getting right. the DVDs made, and putting it out there, packaging, shipping. I mean,
distribution, you know, and retail.
Yeah. How many copies, physical copies, do you have to sell just to hit a break even?
To make a break even, yeah. Now, you would think the number shouldn't be that horrifically large because these small independent companies like Vinegar Syndrome and Umbrella and people like that, they'll put out a disc of, you know, like a limited 5,000 copy run and they make money. In interviews and AMAs on Reddit, these guys make no bones about the fact that, yeah, we have to hit this point before we make a profit. But once we hit that point, we've got this much more, you know, that we're going to sell. So we're going to make a profit off it. So,
yeah, but that's their job.
Yes, yes.
Where, like Disney, okay, this is such a small, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's like keeping an indie label under Warner Brothers.
Right.
You know, Warner Brothers Records is a big record company. Everything else, they have this small indie label that's putting these bands out. They don't cost much and everything else. But at some point, just keeping that whole part running, what's our profit margin on it?
Yeah. Is it enough?
Wouldn't it be, especially when then, well, I've got, you know, this little label over there that's putting everything out streaming.
Right.
And they're making a much better profit because that's all they do. And that's what they do.
Yeah.
Are we pulling things from other places? You know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we make a little bit of money off of it, but, you know, does it justify the profit margin justify the cost?
Yeah. You know, promotion, again, promotion, distribution, production, everything. It's all got to line up.
Yeah.
For that shit to be worthwhile.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's got to.
So.
All right, looking at the box office, that's where we were. Weapons.
Yep.
Number one with $42 million. Freakier Friday. Number two with, $29 million. Fantastic Four still holding tight with number three with $15 million. Bad Guys 2, the animated one, $10 million at number four. Naked Gun at number five in week two.
It took about 50% loss.
Yes, 50%. As a matter of fact, 50%. They made $8 million this weekend for a total so far of $33 million. It's a comedy. Yeah. It's low budget.
Well, I mean, it'll make honestly, money. It's almost made as much as the third Naked Gun movie made.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the first one only made like $72 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and back to that too. I think the reason. Because there hasn't been a movie like this that have drawn mainstream audiences in a while.
Right.
I think that's why we're seeing the good responses.
I think you're right. I think it's, yeah. I think people are, I'd believe that people were starved for a good comedy.
Yeah. Because none come out.
No, you're right.
I mean, there's a few.
Yeah.
But they're usually the gross out comedies. They're the, you know.
There are very few big budget. Or not big budget, because it wasn't a big budget. Big mainstream releases.
Big audience.
Yeah, big mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
In the way of comedy. It's just not there.
It's like, it it just works on a level where it's sight gags and there's so many laughs put in per minute that you're going to laugh at something.
Right.
Whether you like the movie or not, there is going to be something that will make you laugh in that movie.
There's something
that will make you laugh. I haven't watched it yet, but something will make you laugh.
Yeah.
I'm doing the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you will. You'll laugh, you know.
Yeah.
Just not as much as you would have at the original.
Well, the original, there's a reason.
It will never be matched. Yeah.
Well, it could be.
I don't think so.
Nobody will do what it takes.
You know who might be able to pull off the Frank Drebin part?
It's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. See, I think Liam Neeson could have done it.
See, I don't.
I don't think the directors and the producers understood what they were doing in those original movies.
Yeah.
I'm talking original Airplane, not Airplane 2.
Right.
Talking Top Secret. Talking Police Squad. Yeah. Talking Naked Gun. It had, I mean, because I'm actually listening to doing the audiobook of Don't Call Me Shirley, the story of Airplane.
Right.
And they're explaining, like, and even the actors at the time didn't quite get it at first.
Yeah.
That, and they even lay out, here's your rules for this kind of comedy. The joke that you cannot, it had to be done dry, had to be done dramatic.
Right.
You can't have, if a joke's on the screen between in dialogue, you can't have a joke going on in the background.
Yeah.
It was like all these different things that you had to do.
Right.
All these rules. And people don't follow those rules now. Mm-hmm. Again, you can never, don't ever ham it up to the point that you're letting people know it is a joke.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think that's the problem. With Liam Neeson's performances, I think they push him so hard that you kind of know it's a joke.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
You know, it's not like, you know, hey, nice beaver.
Yeah, there you go.
And he goes, oh, thank you. I just had this stuff. I mean, these are all done straight.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, it's like he had, can you push a little bit more towards him? You know, just, I don't think they ever pushed him to do it completely straight like he's, you know, delivering a line from, you know, Schindler's List or something.
Right.
You know, that's what made it work was the only person in Airplane that didn't play it serious was the guy in the air traffic control tower.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which I cannot remember his name.
The gay guy, I can't remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was actually in a big part, because they're doing the whole Kentucky Fried Theater and everything else, and talking about him. And he was the one you just couldn't hold back. He's there doing his thing.
Yeah.
But everybody else is all playing this straight.
Right.
You know. And then, when you see this, you're like, okay, I've not seen the movie yet, so I cannot judge.
Right.
But I do know directors and producers, and they're like, all right, hey, how can we make this funnier?
Yes.
And so they think, how can we make this sound more, how can we have these absolutely outrageous lines delivered?
Yeah.
More seriously.
And have it work. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know. And again, though, they like say they're an airplane. They took that one movie and used all of it.
High and the Mighty, yeah.
And they actually bought the movie, by the way.
Oh, did they? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was John Landis that told him, guys, this is plagiarism.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So they went out and bought the rights to it. So they could do it.
That's funny.
Because there's a line between parody and straight up plagiarism. And,
yeah,
it's like, exactly. This is plagiarism.
Yes, so. Yes. Yeah, I agree. It was pure parody, yeah. All right, let's see.
So, but yeah, yeah, it's definitely. So yeah, so okay, so we got to Naked Gun, and after that,
six is Superman, with $7 million. It's made 331 so far. 331 domestic.
Okay, and Fantastic Four has made how much?
230 domestically. After 3 weeks.
So they're basically probably being about the same spot.
Not far off each other. Yeah, not far.
Yeah, they're gonna finish in the same area.
Right. Yeah.
Close which enough. One's done more globally, though? I think Fantastic Four is done more globally, though.
Gosh. I'm going to go with Superman being the better-known character. I think Superman will be much bigger worldwide. Hold on. What are the numbers?
You can look that up.
That's what I'm looking for. Let's see.
You're there at a computer. You can look that up.
I can. I can do that. Let's see. Not domestic. Damn it, I don't want domestic. I want... Well, shit. I guess I can't get anything besides domestic on Box Office Mojo.
No, probably not.
No.
You're going to have to go to mobile box. Mobile box office Fantastic Four. So far, $434 million.
Saying or Superman or Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Okay. Superman so far, according to this, has achieved a worldwide box office gross of $578 million.
Oh, so they're both going to be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, they were, I know at one point, Warner Brothers was expecting a $1 billion end total from Superman. I think 78 will still make him happy. Yeah, you'll probably get 600 by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be
happy. I, for one, say thank God it didn't.
What's that?
I'm like, thank God it didn't.
Why?
Because, as you and I said, it's a meh Superman.
Yeah, you're right. That is, yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, that is
but
true.
Then, you know, this may make James Gunn go back and rethink doing dumb shit.
Yes.
You know, yes, it worked in Guardians of the Galaxy because that was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in Superman.
Different set of characters, different world, different way the characters are treated. Big diff between and again, Marvel and DC.
It's just like, there should have been, all these side superheroes you put in there should never have been in there.
Yeah.
Never should have been in there. Yeah. Unless you're just trying to establish that we live in a world that where all this already exists.
There you go. Yeah.
You know.
Pre-established. Yeah.
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 That, thinking back on it now, why did it feel like when she went to the Hall of Justice, it just like felt like a, like there's nobody else around.
Yeah, it was empty. Yes, it was empty.
Yeah, it was empty. It was like,
that did kind of stand out. Yeah, yes.
Kind of, but there was not even people walking out in front of it.
No. Just totally
like,
empty.
Like, what part of town? Yeah. This is empty.
No people. Yeah.
It's kind of felt like that scene in Deadpool. It's like we can only afford so many characters. It's like you didn't really get any shots of the whole big thing or anything else. No. It's like we can only afford this many characters.
Damn.
You know, but that's really what it, I mean, cause it struck me odd. It's like, and it didn't hit me until the second. Like, I remembered it when I saw it in the theater. Yeah. I never really thought about it much after that, but now talking, like, yeah, it just felt like she was like, okay, I'm just walking on up there.
Yeah.
And I got in with no problems. Wouldn't it have been better served in, like, you know, an office building? I mean, yeah. Do you need?
There you go.
You know, in front of the Fantastic Building in Fantastic Four, massive amounts of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Giant crowds.
Oh, God. Okay, I've got to bring this up.
What's that? No.
This tells you where I was listening to Virgin Radio yesterday over in the UK.
Yeah.
And they were running an ad for Fantastic Four. And a line in the ad. It's like a live-action Incredibles.
Kind of a weird comparison.
Well, no, it's like a live action Incredibles. Like the Incredibles is basically the Fantastic Four. You
right.
Understand that.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like that was the comparison. But that's how far we see you and I knew that.
Oh, hell yeah.
But you got kids who grew up on two Incredibles movies that doesn't even know.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
Fantastic
you're right.
Four. I guess, boom, I'm that old now that this is like a live action Incredibles.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
Damn.
Without Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. No Frozone.
Yeah.
No Frozone.
Oh, but the fact that I was just like, what?
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that.
Think, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. You know, there's kids who don't know who the thing is though, they know Fantastic Four from shitty movies.
Yeah, there you
go. At least the one shitty movie.
Yeah, one shitty movie. The other two I do still enjoy.
But when did the second one come out?
Say what?
When did the second one come out? When did Rise of the Silver Surfer come out?
Oh, it was probably 2000s,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was early 2000s. It was 3 years after the first one. 3 years or so.
So we're talking maybe 20 years. So, again, there's kids who don't know.
True, yeah. what
there
an
are teenagers
is.
Who have no idea what the Fantastic Four is.
No idea, you're right.
You know, but they know what the Incredibles is. They all saw that shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Because Incredibles 2 wasn't that long ago, was it?
10 years
ago? More than 10 years, right?
I was going to say, probably about 10 years. Probably around there, yeah. That's the one I never saw. I love The Incredibles, but I never saw two. I've got it. It's downstairs on disc. I just never have gotten around to it. Same thing with Ralph Breaks the Internet 2. Loved the first one. Never got around to watching the second one. Yeah, have it on the shelf. Yeah.
To me, that was a movie that didn't need a sequel.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No.
A lot of those nowadays.
Yep.
All right. We're about at the end.
We are at the end. So until next week. I think we're good next week.
Yeah.
No guests or anything else coming in. No golf or anything. So we're going to take a pause and come back in about a week. If you'd like to donate to the show, you can through the PayPal donation link. Hey, has anybody donated for me to buy Animal Crossing?
No, not yet.
Ooh, thank God. All right. Anything new to update on Animal Crossing?
No, still playing.
Has the Wizard of Cartoons came by and made a visit lately?
KK came by yesterday and played concerts in the middle of town. And okay. I got a new bootleg from him to play a Mysterio system at my house. But in the music room. That's where I keep my stereo in the music room. But no, not much beyond that.
They have not.
No, nothing.
So I do not have to buy Animal Crossing yet. Again, if you want to donate to play Animal Crossing so I can go into Shaman's weird-ass world, feel free to do so. If you donate enough, with the purpose of this is for Animal Crossing, I will go out and buy it. That's the only way I'm buying it.
Yeah. It's worth it, though.
If you'd like to leave a review on the show, you can through iTunes. And other than that, we're done. So we'll be back next week, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sound.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.